Well, hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Diva with Grace podcast. I am Diva by name, not by reputation.
And I am Grace. It's a popular him and I'm a popular her.
Yeah, you are. We're so excited for today's show. We have a special guest in the studio
Yay.
With us. We'll introduce her in 1 second.
Yay. Yes, one second. But first, I have to know how Diva's week was.
She has to know. Okay.
I have to know. Because we haven't
told
even
Grace
gotten
this.
To catch up yet.
No,
so
not
we're
at
just
all.
Like, you know, we're all doing our best here. There was traffic.
Always traffic.
Girl, tell us everything.
So this week I manifested an acting job.
Oh my God.
You guys, I'm just so excited about it. It's been a journey. I've booked other jobs before, but it's just been a really long time, it feels like. So I was just
oh
really
my God.
Excited
no,
to tell you
this
that.
This is amazing.
On air. So
wait, are we allowed to talk about it, or is this for another time?
It's for another time. I mean, okay. By the time this airs, it already been like done and dusted, but I can give you more details later. But I'm just really excited because I feel like if you show up for yourself, the universe will start showing up for you. Because there was a
definitely.
While it was getting really crazy. Yes. Snap, snap, snaps. And now I just feel like it's all coming together. So I'm just really excited about that. So yeah, that's yay.
Oh
that's
my
my
God.
News.
This is such good vibes.
Yeah, good vibes.
And I
good
love
vibes.
That I had no idea.
I know. I was
like,
should I tell her?
Said it on air.
I know. I'm going to put her on the spot just to see
this
how she'll react.
Like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Such a
this
good friend.
This is how it's supposed to be, though, you guys. We're supposed to be creating and then like manifesting even more creative work.
I think
that's why we're doing
that's
this.
That's why we're doing this. Exactly. This, I feel like this podcast holds me accountable.
Yeah.
To
no,
so many
same.
Things.
So
I have to do the work
same.
So I can share.
And we've been so consistent, but I wouldn't be as consistent without you.
Same.
Oh my God.
Accountability.
So we like have,
partner.
Yeah, we're accountability buddies.
Forever.
Screw
forever.
The gym. We're podcasting.
I know. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I
podcast
love that.
Accountability partner.
Ooh, what about you, girl? What's going on? What
oh
are
my
you
God.
Working
well,
on?
Well, okay. Well, my manifestational moment has a lot to do with who our guest is today.
Oh, so excited. So excited.
And it's, you know, it's kind of similar just in that I, you know, me and this friend. Okay, you guys know who it is. It's Jennifer Buckingham.
Jennifer!
We've been
so cute. She's
best friends for the last 11 years.
Oh my God.
We met in intro to acting at
really?
Whittier College.
You guys.
And we were both super intimidated by each other.
Yes.
We both, like, I was overwhelmed by her regal Taurus energy. And I was like, oh my God, this girl is like... You know, like she's a force to be reckoned
with.
She's
a real deal. No,
like what we were
I
talking about
her.
On
she's...
the last episode, like the, you know, having another alpha woman.
Yeah.
But you can be friends with another alpha woman. And
that's what
we're here to talk
that's what
about.
We're doing. Let's do it.
Yes. Yeah. Should we get into
Let's
it?
Let's get into
Girl,
it.
Girl, tell us everything. Have some bubbly and tell us everything.
Give her a little intro. She's a blogger. She's a producer, writer. What else did I, what am I missing? I want to make sure I give you all your credits.
We have also done acting, a plus size model.
Yes.
You know, just living that creative
life. She is a Jill
life.
Of all trades.
She's doing it all.
Just
doing
trying
it well.
To hustle it out and make things
yes.
happen.
With style. We're so happy to have you. Thanks for coming.
Thank
Our
you.
First guest. Yay.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited
this is the best.
You. So you have to tell us before we get into everything.
Totally.
You're just getting back from Fashion Week. I
yes.
need to hear all the things.
So it was truly, I was very, very grateful because I feel like I had a contained Fashion Week experience
okay.
in the sense of like it was very like plus size industry specific, but I was really, really grateful. It was kind of like the intro, and then I'm hoping kind of next year to really like open it up to even more shows and like even more of an experience. It was intense though. It was like go, go, go. You're on the whole time.
Yeah.
But
that's what I hear.
Yeah, it was like, but it was amazing. I met so many people. I was able to connect with brands that I really wanted to, you know, see. And like it's cool, you know, interacting with these people online all the time, and then it's like you're brought into real life, and it was really an amazing, really motivating experience. I saw a lot of like really great fashion shows while we were there. They also had some like
oh my God,
amazing.
What did you see? Wait, so, side note, can we talk about
yes.
who you saw and who was your favorite?
Yes, yes, yes. So honestly, so I got married last year. Yes,
Yay!
So I'm And I've been really trying to put out a lot of good good content for like plus size brides because I feel that's like such an area that is so skipped over. I mean, and I'm like, no, like there needs to be, I'm like, you don't need to be one size to like
get fall married.
Get married. Yeah. Oh my God.
It's so wild. Yeah. So one of my favorite things though is I have been reposted a couple times by The Knot, which is this like, yeah, this like incredible like hub of like wedding industry. And I've been really loving seeing that they're working towards inclusion and diversity. And they actually had this like stunning plus size model on their cover named Hunter McGrady. And I sat right behind she and her sister for The Knot show.
That's amazing.
So kind. Both of them are so like stunning, kind, like inside and out, just really, really lovely ladies. And just seeing, it made me like emotional because it was just seeing all these like stunning, beautiful, like plus size models, like walking out in these dresses. And it just gave me so much life because I feel that's such like, you know, if you are someone who wants to wear a wedding dress and like wants that experience and it's like so devastating to not have anything in your office. And just like to see these things that are like not compromising style and fit and feel. It was, it was everything.
That's so amazing. Yeah. That's so great.
Can you tell us more about how you like got into the plus size
your journey
world? Like, what, tell us.
Yeah. So it was really interesting. So I, after college, I was a theater and French major. You lots of jobs after college. But it's good because you learn it's skills. You know what I mean? But I always kid around. I'm like, oh, look at me go. But yeah, so basically I moved to New York. I was really so depressed when I moved to New York. It was kind of like, I haven't dealt with my issues because I've had such a great time in college. And then I was just like really struggling there. I was like, I wanted to do a theater and do all these things. And it was like this really big culture shock. I've always lived like in the West Coast. And it was just kind of like this whole energy. And I love New York. I really grew to like really adapt to that. But at first I was incredibly overwhelmed.
First, shout out to anyone in their first year after college.
Oh my God, bless you. It's going to be okay, but yeah, it's
especially
a lot.
A good theater luck. Major.
Yeah,
we see you, girl.
I always
I
see these people that you know have gotten their theater degree, and they're just like, "I'm going," and I'm like,
"I know." They're like, "I'm gonna be the next Jennifer Lawrence." I'm like, "Honey,
okay,
honey,
this is
kind of like
you know a process."
I had a friend who was a sociology major, and I'm like, "Good luck with that.
Get it. You go."
She doesn't even use. She just needed to get a degree. In her defense, she's a professional athlete, but. Well, I was like, you're in school for what? I'm like, okay.
I know.
Enjoy your time.
I feel like I would never trade that experience, but exactly. It kind of, you know, I'll segue into like my business feels about everything now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so basically when I was there, after I did like a lot of self-work, I went to therapy. Thumbs up for therapy.
We love
that here. But then I started, you know, wanting to go out to like on auditions and stuff. And it was just such like a pigeonholed experience of being a plus size person and like just getting these very stereotypical.
Oh my God. Can you tell us like one of like, I know there have been so many experiences, but just like one experience you had where you were like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, of course. Like I'm trying to like even think of like one. Just like I remember this was actually in LA though, but like for example, I was like this like weight. It was like some form of like weight loss something where it was like they were having me work out like in during the audition, like doing all these things, and they just act so shocked that I could like move in the way I did.
Oh my God.
And I was like, y'all are so uneducated. Like it was like, this is a time.
Oh,
but like things like this or like just reading sides that are just like, you know, feeling bad about yourself or like looking super like dumpy or like your only like purpose in life is to either be like the butt of the joke or like lose weight.
Yeah.
So I got really kind of defeated, but then I actually also started getting called in for more like plus size modeling work.
That's amazing.
There were some dark times with that. Yeah. I remember one of my like funniest, it's on YouTube still. I was like, someone needs to dig this up because it's, I've been trying to get it removed and I can't. But like, basically I had to go in, they had no clothes for me. And it was like a very questionable, it was just one of those questionable gigs that you take.
Yeah.
And it was like supposed to be this Macbeth theme shoot. So I go in and I have like, I brought my own wardrobe and they were also shooting like men in like Speedo thongs at the same time. It was very questionable.
Welcome to the entertainment industry.
Welcome to the dark side. And this man like ran his own magazine, but then he just like had me like cold reading Lady Macbeth.
Stop.
And there's a video of me actually cold reading a letter.
We have to find this. We have to find this.
Yeah,
I have to see this.
Oh, it's there. If you literally type in my name on YouTube, it's there. And it's like the dark stain of my early life in New York. And I'm just like, well, this exists. So that's fun. But point is like things definitely got started like picking up from back. From then I kind of, I really started doing more like plus size modeling when I moved back to LA. I had an agent, and there was kind of a whole sector of that because I was never.
Oh my God. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Can we? Because this whole time. Agent experience, people yes. need to know like
people
how.
Need
know?
Some exposure to this yeah. for sure. So yeah. I was very, very grateful. I had an agent reach out to me on Instagram actually. And I actually really loved him. I feel he got me and got what I was about, but I feel
that's the best feeling.
It was so good. But like when I actually was brought in, their New York office was there. And this is after I had actually had like kind of a really bad, I actually had a really bad injury and I was on like steroids and stuff to like try to like help my body recover. So I had like gone up a size in clothes. I think I was like a 22. So, and to give you guys kind of an idea, like plus size models, the typical range is like, you don't see many girls that are, I would say like over a size 16 and 18 size. Like it's very rare to see a girl who's like a size 20, 22, 24.
Yeah.
It's very rare. So I was kind
plus
of.
Plus size isn't even necessarily it's plus not size.
Exactly. And it's like, well, I definitely absolutely think that there needs to be the girls that are 12, 14, 16 sign because that needs representation.
All sizes. We are all sizes,
yes,
folks.
Yes. It's like, but. You know, for the women like me right now, like who only have the option to shop in plus size stores, I want to see what clothes look like on a body that looks like mine.
Of course.
So, yes. So basically their New York agency, I could tell, was like not about it. She was kind of like, she literally told me just like when you go out, just have a martini and don't have dinner. It's like dinner. It's you're going to lose the weight like after this. It was just, it was dark.
Ladies, don't ever let anyone speak to you that way. Even an agent who supposedly is going to get you work.
So okay? It was just like my agent got me who was in LA, but then so that just started the foot off that I needed to like, I had this pressure to lose weight that was just already kind of, you know, it was set.
And it was coming from the outside. It wasn't even,
it wasn't from like inside. It was like, I was more focused on like healing and recovering and like, you know, dealing when your body goes through a change. But that, but I did end up like booking JCPenney with them, and I was their first model in general to like work with that client, like, well, their first plus size model. And I think, So, and they had like come and seen me on the board. So there were still good things, but then they were sending me out for things that I just was clearly not the client was looking for. So it ended up where many a thing happened with them. They're actually not under the same name anymore, but it was like, you know, I would go to these auditions and I was just like, it definitely made me feel like the odd man out and kind of brought up those feelings. But that's kind of where, like, fast forward a few years, that's why I kind of love where I am now, because I feel like I've taken some of the power back and can advocate for myself. And it's like, I know what I have to offer and what I can.
You know your worth.
Exactly. It's like, I think that, you know, representation can be really, really, really helpful if they really understand you.
Yeah.
I think that for so long I was like, if I have an agent, everything's going to be amazing perfect. And like goodbye survival job.
Yeah.
But it really taught me to do that work for myself. And it's like, that's a partnership with someone. That's like a business deal.
Yeah,
you know,
they're only getting something I love to say. It's anybody out there who's looking for representation. Mm-hmm. However much of a percentage they get from your paycheck is how much work they're going to do. And you have to do the rest of it.
Yep.
So if an agent is getting 10%, they're only going to do 10% of the work. Yeah. So you have to do the other 90%.
Mm-hmm. And I always like to remind myself, they work for me. And it's not in a way to be like, I'm going to be a monster actor, you know, like, what's my agent doing? And I'm not that person, but there's so many actors I see who are like, okay, agent, whatever you want. Like I say no to jobs. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I'm not going on for that. Or my friends are like so desperate to like please people, not to disappoint them. They're like, okay, I'll do whatever. Yeah. I have a friend who booked something she didn't want and it's running and she's upset about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you could have said no.
Exactly. And I think that also exactly having that agency to take work that really aligns with your values, that aligns with what you want to be putting out there and you genuinely love. I said no. I was sent like a product. It was like a lingerie product the other day. That thing, it was not. I was like, this is not correct sizing. I was like, even if we could like, you know, put an angle to it or like a robe, I'm like, I'm not going to mislead people like that.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I'm like, that's not right. You know, that doesn't sit well with me. It's like, did I lose money on it? Yeah. But did I lose my integrity? No. Yeah. That's priceless.
Girl.
Yeah.
So how did you foray into like the blogging kind of influencer space from acting?
Totally. So I was really inspired. The two bloggers I saw, which is so cool, to now like connect with them and like to connect with these, you know, women that I really, really admire in the industry. I saw just like a couple of bloggers. One of them was Gabby Grigg, who is Gabby Fresh. She's everything. It's funny. My husband actually met her before I did, which is so funny, but that's like how we originally like connected. And just seeing these women, these like beautiful, like diverse plus size women, like really standing in their power and like demanding more when I feel like my whole life I was thought, you know, it's like change yourself. There's something wrong with you. And it was like just seeing this coin flipped of like there's something wrong with the world that's not like including other people. So that just really spurred me wanting to like venture into this space. And then, yeah, so that's kind of like how I started blogging. I had a different blog back in the day, and then I kind of worked more with plus size modeling. And then I was kind of, and to be honest, like after my agency thing, I was a little lost for like a couple of years. I was dealing with like this injury, some autoimmune stuff that I was also having to, you know, just like feel better about. And then like this year, kind of in 2019, I just was like, I really want to go at this full force and put out the work that I really love and connect with people and be really consistent with it. So I feel there's been this really big shift and turning point this year where I feel like I'm really in my creativity, but also really embracing the business side of it, which is something I feel like I was kind of like waiting for things to come to me. And now I feel like I'm kind of more present and going after them too.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's how you manifested New York Fashion Week? Can we talk about, okay, so on the second episode, self-care is not a trend. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. It's not a trend. We talked about how you manifested New York Fashion Week. And I talked about how I was so proud of you because it was something that we talked about like years ago. That was a goal. And then it happened.
It's so
And we
cool.
love talking about real life manifestational moments.
Yeah, especially someone who's an influencer and in that space. People just see the girls on Instagram and they're like, oh, well, she gets to do that and do that. But they don't see the work that goes behind
everything
behind
the scenes.
So what was your process to getting there?
So I really feel that this year I was just like, this is going to be the turning point of where I really, because eventually I really do want to go just full force into this and just be doing this. I'm still at my survival job, more trying to, you know, really like step into my own, just being like freelance and doing my own work. So that I think was the first step of like really bringing in these opportunities was just like, I have to be consistent and put myself out there and like really just like continue putting out work. And like, even if it's not, I get stuck. I'm sure you ladies, I feel like a lot of creatives can relate to this, the perfection.
Girl, I'm a perfectionist. I can't post things because I'm like so obsessed with like the colors and like
I was just like on my timeline. And then I go, whatever. I'm always like, whatever. And
how
then
do
I post.
You get over that? Girl, you have overcome that. So tell us how.
I was still, you know, I feel especially for my like body changing and stuff too, I was still like a little like, oh, how do I look in video and things? Because it's like in pictures.
Oh my God, can we talk about that? Can we talk about body image on social media? Because it doesn't matter what size you are, everybody has a body image issue on social media.
Absolutely. And it's like, it's really, you know, when you get into like the comparison game and stuff, but I feel like I just really got to a point of like, this is what I want to do. This makes me happy. And this is like what I look like. And that's okay. I feel with, you
it's
know,
more
with
than the, okay.
And like, thank you. And it's
girl.
Journey of like self-love and self-acceptance and even just like autonomy with your body. It's not linear. It's definitely like there are going to be times where you're on upswing, a downswing. And I think just being like, but just like kind of coming back to like, like, this is where I'm at right now. And that's okay. Like, yep. I think that I definitely, like, struggle with being like, I need to be XX and X. It's like, just be you.
How do you... okay, so when you are in that, like, perfectionist mindset, mm-hmm. because it happens, you know, if you're aware of the fact that you're a perfectionist, like, you can still get into that trap. How do you get out of that and are just like, I need to just, you know, boss up and, like, be the amazing woman I know I am and show the world? Like, how do you get from perfectionist to like that?
Totally. I feel like one of the things that I did, I feel honestly repeating the mantra, progress, not perfection.
Yeah, I love a mantra.
Like, love that.
Is just like that, because I just get so caught up in like, it needs to look like XX and X, but it's like, it never looks like that. You take steps to get to that point. Exactly. And I think just like continuously reminding yourself, and it's like, we've all looked a fool at some point. Like, I look back at some things, I'm like, oh girl, but it's like, it's kind of good to see that journey,
I've seen
you
old
know?
Instagram photos. Oh. I'm like, what was I wearing?
I'm like, what was I doing?
What was happening?
Some choices. And you
some hairstyles. Oh my God.
I know. It's really just like, oh, okay. But
I definitely see, like, I can see this. Oh, this might sound like really heavy. You know, I'm Grace. I'm going to take it to a heavy place.
Love
but
that.
I
Here we
see,
go.
Let's get deep. Let's
I go. See, like, the sadness in my eyes. Mm. Like, it doesn't. And, like, you know, we've, like, talked about, Jenny and I have talked about this, like, you know, even times when we thought that we looked our best on the outside, we could see the sadness in our eyes. And it's so depressing. And like, oh my God, it's just a lot. Can you, I don't mean to like put you on the spot.
No, I
like
so
that,
identify. It's something actually just came to my mind. And I actually had like a really like hashtag proud moment, like like backpat moment because of this. So there was, I posted it. I think I actually took this down because I had talked about it like a before and after picture, but it was like a spin on that, talking about how I used to be like really, long story short is I struggled with an eating disorder where I lost a bunch of weight in like a very unhealthy way. I was so praised for it. And like, I really was in very few pictures, but I took this picture of me. I remember exactly where it was. It was on a cruise with my grandmother, who like even looked at me in this picture or looked at me at the time and was like, you're so close. Like, I very much grew up in the mindset of like smaller, better, like mm-hmm. you won't accomplish anything until you're a size until you're smaller. So I took this picture. It was like, it's quite funny now, but like an old, you know, one of those, it was like with an actual camera and like a mirror.
Oh my God, yes.
But I was in
a
this
Canon.
One. It was a Canon.
Was it actually a Canon?
I had a Canon.
It was, it was a
we
small
love a Canon.
Moment. We love, I still use a Canon.
I still have
love
mine
her.
Somewhere.
Sleek.
A healing moment with the Canon. But I took this picture and it was like in this red dress and it was the smallest I have ever looked. And for so long, like years, like I feel even into this journey of self-love and acceptance, I would look at that picture and still there was a part of me that was just like, if I could only be that again. Wow. And like, it was even like, and you know, it was, sometimes it was louder than others, but like there was a genuine time I was like going through my feed at like old stuff and like archiving some things, some mm-hmm. unsightly things.
We love the archive feature, you
and
guys.
And I saw that picture and like for genuinely the first time I was like, I am so glad I'm not in that place anymore. And I was just like looking at that and it just exactly it made me feel so like so much compassion and like sadness for me at that time. And like so freaking proud of myself for like where I'm at and like defying that, you know what I mean? And being like, I don't need to be any certain size or way to be successful and show up for my life. Like it was definitely like a very proud moment of like, I no longer desire that is not the goal anymore. Yeah. You know, that's not even the deep-seated subconscious. It's like, she gone now.
She gone, yeah. I've seen your feed. You're like thriving and happy. I'm like, this looks like a happy person who's happy with their life. And I love seeing that on social media, which I saw more. Because you can see the desperation sometimes on people's feeds. And it's just
like the competition and just like wanting to get ahead. And it's like, Grace and I was actually talking to one of my friends also about that, just about competing and how we kind of set ourselves up for that. I think as women, we're so taught that in life too. It's like you're competing with the other women. It's like when you come from a place of scarcity, it may work for a little while and like fear, it may like get you to certain places. But I think like in the long game of life, kindness, compassion, it's like compete with yourself.
For yourself.
It's like,
because when you give it to yourself, you can give it to others.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you get it back too.
Yes.
Competition. I'm like, what are we competing for exactly?
What
is
the
actual
prize?
And
Does anyone know?
There's not enough jobs for us. You know, yeah. like we act like there's only a certain amount of jobs for women out there. But like, ladies, we can create our own jobs. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, look like at
what was a blogger 10 years ago? What was an influencer? Yeah. That wasn't anything. Yeah. Like, a lot of these women created the space. So if you feel exactly. like something's saturated, create your own lane, which I love is what you did with that. Thank and you mentioned earlier a little bit, you had mantras, therapy. Were yes. there any other things that kind of helped you through your journey? Like, do you have a spiritual practice that you want to share yeah. or daily rituals or anything like that?
Totally. I think that, you know, beyond therapy and, you know, obviously applying things in that way. And like, you know, my friends, my family, my husband are also a huge integral factor, but then also my spirituality is as well. Mm-hmm. So I identify as a Christian, but I kind of call it like a progressive Christian, oh. which I, yeah. So I feel like I do need to qualify this because yeah, there's definitely some,
there's
you know,
so
what
many
I mean?
Stigmas out there.
There's so many
I'm
stigmas.
A Christian as well, so I get it.
Yeah. There are so many stigmas. And like, for me, this just means that like, my relationship with God is like really what I go to just to like guide me and like in life and like how I try to uphold my character. And what that means to me is being kind, mm-hmm. compassionate, accepting everyone. Yeah. And for me, it's love God, love people. And I think that so much of that gets lost. And
amen,
I,
girl. Don't yes, even get me started.
So much of that gets so lost. And it's just like, me standing here be like, I don't hate anyone. Yeah. I don't think badly about anyone. If you have different views from me, that's wonderful. Like, let's talk. Let's have a conversation.
Exactly.
I'm never here to be like, you need to think this way or else. It's like, no, that's not. No.
Just where in the Bible does it say to hate? Like, where does it say to hate this person, that person? I'm just like,
I'm
confused.
Like, wait, I'm like, bring me back to like yeah. so many things. Cause right. like, yeah, it's, I think so much of that. It's interesting. Cause am I, not to get super heavy. I don't
know. Go for it. I mean,
love it. I love a heavy moment.
We're talking about sadness and eyes.
Sadness
have
you ever,
let's go deeper.
A quick funny moment. Have you ever seen the meme that's like when you meet someone, it's like, let me tell you about my light traumas before
oh,
my
yes.
like intense ones. I was yeah. like, hi, Jennifer Buckingham. Hello. Oh, yeah. But I was, so basically I was raised by my grandparents. My parents passed away when I was 2 months old in a car accident.
She's a Harry Potter baby.
Yes. My friends joke around, and then they like look to other people when they say this and they're like, so other people are like
nobody
shocked.
Understands.
I'm like, it's funny.
It's
like,
true though.
It's how we deal with the darkness. Mm-hmm. But I survived that accident, and my biological dad's parents raised me. So that's who I call my mom, is actually my grandmother,
oh.
Who's okay. 92 and just killing.
Oh my gosh,
it.
She's
hey.
Killing it.
Janice.
Shout out to Janice.
Yeah, Janice.
We love you.
But yeah, so point is I would have been, like, had the situation, you know, been different, I would have been a preacher's daughter. My father was a pastor.
Wow.
So I've had a long history with the church. I grew mm-hmm. up in the church, and there were a lot of things I didn't agree with. I walked out of certain Bible studies. I was like, I don't agree with this. I argued back. I was like, I don't think what you're saying is fine. Like, don't say negative things about other people. That's not what this is about.
Yeah.
So I've kind of always like taken that. And yeah, that's just like, I just like respect everyone's like views. And I think that when you start going down the path of not, I'm like, something's off here.
Something.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that is such a Taurus trait. I love
we
okay,
love
so
Taurus
Jenny
girl.
Is a Taurus.
We also love
queen.
A good astrology moment here.
Right?
Yeah. No, what I was going to say is I was thinking, I was like, oh my God, you're such a good Taurus. Like, you're just, Taurus is such a regal sign, you guys. And Jennifer, her last name is Buckingham.
Like the palace.
Like the palace.
Lady Buckingham.
Okay.
Lady Buckingham. My dog's name is Lady, and we literally call
yes.
her Lady Buckingham.
I love that.
Lady Buckingham.
Lady Buckingham.
No, I love that.
Also, so shout funny. Out to Remy. We love you, too.
Yes, Remy, too. Remington.
Remington's a full name?
I like call him that, but his name, we go by Remy.
Oh, I love that for a dog.
Remy
though.
And ladies.
Yes. But so how good. Do you feel about, I'm sorry to like, no. okay, yeah, yeah. We love the dog.
We love a good muffin.
Yes, we love a good muffin. A good furry muffin.
Yes.
How do you, because I know a lot of people who are Christian, mm-hmm. who identify as Christian, who are against like crystals mm-hmm. and
yeah.
so can you explain that to me?
Yeah.
Because I don't get it.
Yeah, for sure. So I think that there's like this whole like occult situation that like crystals are kind of like feel like people are tied into, and like for me, like that, like I feel like if you're like this is, and like I said, me personally, like God is like the like source that I go to. Like mm-hmm. nothing is above that spiritually oh, okay. for me. So I think that there's like, but I think it's also just kind of like this fear of the unknown.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
really what it is. I think that there is this, yeah, this like stigma and fear, and it's just like
And it's also the whole thing about worshiping false idols, you know, yeah. It's because I'm Catholic, but even though within the Christian community, sometimes Catholics like, well, they, they're obsessed with saints. They idolize saints.
Well, that's,
but I'm like, no, that's not really what we're not doing. What
it is. And it's so funny too, because like my grandmother is also Catholic and she and I get down about, we talk about the astrology stuff. She's a Cancer. So is my husband. I have like a lot of Cancers, Geminis in my life. Yeah. It's great. But yeah, so, and it's, I feel like there's like that kind of like mysticism that's in the Catholic Church that exactly, that's actually one of the arguments that I would get into with like someone, cause I was like raised non-denominational and, yeah. And then I would, you know, they would like say like whatever about Catholics. And I was like, nah,
well, thank you for sticking like, up for us. Not. We were the first Christians, by the way, but I'm just not even going
to agree. I do love just a Catholic. Saying. My dad is Catholic and I did love going to church with him because of
it's
the
so
stage, you guys.
Yeah. There's
I
holy
love
water,
the stage moment.
Rosary,
I love the holy water.
Incense.
Yeah,
it's all a part
jewelry,
of my,
there's
yeah.
stained glass. Me, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, so it wasn't that far from me being Catholic. I'm like, to go into crystals and all these things. I'm like,
totally. It makes
and
sense.
Saints, goddesses, you know.
Yeah, so. It makes so much sense. And like even my grandmother's like, why I love good old Janice. She was like, what, she loves like the mass and the sacraments. So that's like what connects her. Cause it is like, cause rituals are important. Self care rituals are important. Like,
I'm Jewish. We love a ritual.
Oh, we love that here. Yes. Yes. The chosen people.
We don't worship things, but we love a ritual.
Yes. We love a good ritual here. So that's where I think it is. I think there's a lot of like fear, and that's, and it makes me, that genuinely does make me sad because I feel something that's supposed to be all about love, so much fear has seeped into.
I know,
and it's
but it's
like,
Christianity and other religions too. I'm like, it's just so fear-based, so much fear-mongering, and it's kind of gross and disappointing. Yeah. I always joke that Jesus has shown up like 40 million times and came back, but you guys didn't recognize him and didn't want to accept him, so he just is like, okay, bye. You know what I mean?
Because
he was so not about what
that
you guys
light.
Are about.
Exactly, and I'm like, let's like really attract back. I know when I like really like... because I feel so inspired of like living like truly the way Jesus did, like selflessly hanging out with like just like the people and like just
exactly.
being.
Look
really
at his crew,
do that.
Right?
Look
like,
at his crew,
that love and like that's what it's about. So I don't understand where so much of this gets so like
twisted
it's and stuff.
So bizarre
I'm just
to me.
Like. But I think that's also why, like something that I am trying to like speak out about more because it's like I do want to break down that. Like kind of stereotype that's there and be like, no, like, cause I do feel like other people that I, you know, have connected with in real life and stuff, there are like more, you know, Christians that are so accepting and like loving and actually like fulfilling what I feel this is like really about. And it's just like, let's like educate some of these other people.
Do you think it's just easier in LA or do you find that even in LA? Yeah. See, I'm from LA, so it's hard for me. I'm like, this is normal to me.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it's
I feel
like.
LA
up in
is
the
like
South,
much more like a hub of like the of that progression and like
the boo boo.
Jenny is from New Mexico,
which
is the land of turquoise,
a land of Breaking Bad
and Breaking Bad. Turquoise
I've
and Breaking
been.
Bad, guys.
Oh my god,
we should go visit.
It's come during the balloon fiesta.
Yes!
The balloon fiesta.
Okay.
What
I know,
balloons.
So, straight up hot air balloons. I'm
okay.
To go
hot
year.
Air balloons. I thought you meant just like balloons. I was
imagine
like,
just
red
like a
balloon.
Bunch of people,
yeah,
like, it's terrible. For
I love
the
a balloon. I know. I love a balloon moment, but not good for Mother Earth.
I know. It was
Wait,
like
can
the turtles.
Look at, I'll look it up.
Oh my god. Yeah. So there's like the biggest hot air balloon festival in the world is in Albuquerque, and yeah, people just like all these hot air balloons would just like ascend.
Have you been in one?
I've been up and down in one, but never on the Venture because it freaks me out.
Yeah, I just feel like that's scary. Well, I've been to almost half of the state, like 17 states.
So cool.
So I'm almost halfway. I'm like, let's just keep this going. So I'd love to go to New Mexico for that. Yes. So I hope that like works out.
I feel stay in Santa Fe. It's a safer experience.
Safer experience.
Yeah. Oh, Albuquerque is a wild time.
I love Sorry, guys. That. We're
looking at hot air.
We're looking at hot air balloons.
Like,
it's
just full of hot air.
And then just we're just full of hot air.
I love that.
So just going back, you mentioned so crystals. Is that something? Do you incorporate any of the? We call it quote unquote woo woo.
I love the woo woo.
The woo woo. How much of that do you incorporate into your daily practice?
So So I used to be like kind of a lot more. Like I used to like kind of like have a lot more of them and stuff like that. Then I just feel like kind of organically for me. I've like moved into like different ways of like connecting spiritually. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I haven't really been like kind of doing like that as much, but I've been like listening to like a lot more like uplifting music mm-hmm. and just like praying. So I feel that's another thing that's really cool about like the woo-woo and spirituality and stuff is it's fluid, you know, yeah. like it can right. change. And like, I just feel like I wasn't really like connecting with my, as much with that.
Because as you evolve, my, yeah. your spiritual practice evolves.
Yeah. And I feel like all paths lead to God anyway. He don't True. Care how you yeah. get here. Just get here.
I know. No, just
yeah.
like, just put out love
just
out there.
Do it,
yeah.
girl.
Just like, exactly. Put out love out there. Do good to yourself. Do good to others.
Other
like, that's what this is about. It's so cute because my grandmother has lived like all over the world. She's lived in like Morocco and like other, just like Japan, like Germany. I'm trying to think where else. Literally just all of, I think Australia even for a little bit too. Ooh. Just being a, like a military wife. And then Graham, my husband, studied like religions as, you know, a like minor in college. So it's so cool watching them kind of like discuss like the philosophy of it and like all like what these paths are really like leading us to and just like, you know, like being, I feel compassionate, loving people because like that's how we heal this world is yeah. like by standing in that and standing in yes. love and like having that be our force because it's so
that's it.
Because it's
do you
like
feel like all religions sort of lead to the same place.
I really find so many connecting themes yeah. in them, and I'm like I feel people also relate to different things, you know, and that's why I'm just not a big. I just don't like force, you know, yourself mm-hmm. like yeah. this be like this yeah. is
if
it.
If it works for you, it works for exactly. you, but it might exactly. not work for everyone. And everybody like, is different.
Like I, my biggest thing, and this is just kind of in life in general, is lead by example.
Exactly.
It's like I will always like if someone asks me, I will always like talk about it. I will always like go into depth and stuff, but like about my experience and about. You know what this has done, like in my life and everything like that. So that's kind of the motto I go by.
Yeah, that's a great motto to live by.
Will you tell us like a recent manifestational moment, like a God yes. moment? I call them God moments, you guys. They yes. are like manifestational moments, though. Yeah. It's like when you feel like something bigger is at work.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I feel, and I definitely just feel. That like I have God all the time in my life. I'm like, you're getting me through. Yes, we got this.
Amen, honey.
true that. I'm like, yes, amen. Praise, blessed. Thank you. But I just feel honestly in my life just like so I feel just as much as like I kind of you know, rely if I'm having like anxiety or like struggling with like mental health stuff. But just as much too if like I'm grateful, I always like try to kind of like bring both things up. So like lately I've been kind of really my anxiety has been the most because when I'm Same doing girl. The most, the anxiety is like, hey girl. Yes. So yes. yeah, that's
oh my
fun
gosh,
times.
Should we talk about anxiety for
we
a
can
second,
totally
guys,
talk about anxiety.
Does everybody not have anxiety? Like I said, I feel like you'd have to be like a sociopath not to have some kind of mental illness right now.
I know. It's a really wild time and anxiety is just
yeah, I'm one of those I get anxious for about what it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people. It's yeah. like, what if this and then that? But if that happens and this happens, it's
totally.
Like and then it never happens ever.
Totally. And it's just like
I'm like a warrior sometimes. I'm like, I'll tell myself, I'm like, you need to calm your ass.
But I don't
down.
Feel like you manifest those things that you're
no,
afraid of.
I think yeah.
Which is weird because I was always taught that like what you fear the most you either create or become.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's always if it's constant too, but I try to negate it with something positive and I talk to myself and I'm like
learn your tricks,
yeah, you have to talk to yourself and I'm like calm your ass down. I'm like this is never yeah. none of these things ever come to fruition ever. And again, you survived all your bad days. I'm like, okay, someone told me too, it's like, okay, think of the worst case scenario, okay? Yeah. And just talk it through. So this is the worst thing that could happen. Like, okay, I try to do this thing, like acting, whatever, I fail, I have to live in my car. Okay, is that the worst thing that could happen? Yeah. And mm-hmm. then you go from there, like, okay. Or also sometimes, yeah, it stems from just fear. It's like, I'm feeling like this because of this. Why? Because of the, and you get down and like, oh, self-worth. I feel like a lot of my issues anyway come from self-worth. Mm-hmm. So I kind of start from there and just remind myself of all the blessings I have. And then it's yeah. kind of, kind of keep it pushing. I feel like I'm not like 12 and you know what I mean? I'm like, I don't have time to have like pity parties. And I got over that like in my 20s. I'm like, no one has time for this. Like I have my off days and I'm like, girl,
it is hard to get it together for a pity party.
It is. And yes, I'm too busy. You stay busy. You don't have time to
to cry. To make time for it. How do you feel? How do you avoid the pity party?
Oh my gosh. I feel like I still have pity parties. Like,
oh my gosh.
There are many.
Yeah. They're getting, as we get older. Exactly.
Like Penny said, that's probably going to be the name of this episode.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Oh, I love that for us. She's so cute. Yeah, I feel like there are times. Well, correction. Pity party's not in the sense. Okay. This is a good little juicy conversation. Mm-hmm. I feel like I get like overwhelmed crying things. I'm like, I'm overwhelmed. But I feel like the pity party of like, I'm a victim, that doesn't.
No.
We don't identify with that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the true pity party. If you're sitting here being like, I'm just the victim, it's like bad things for sure happen in life. And it's true. It's like, and I've been through very like traumatic things in my life. So it's like bad things do happen, but we have a choice in the way that we move forward from
them. Exactly.
It's like when our choice is taken away in some ways, and some of them are really terrible, but we always, I do feel have a choice in the way we move forward. So I don't, you know, try to like live in that victim, like, woe is me. Why did this happen to me? Why? Because it's like that just disempowers you. But it's like, how can I move forward, heal? And like, and I mean, always my goal is also to be able to help others.
Exactly.
Expedite that process and just go through their process. You know what I mean? So yeah, I feel like that's kind of how I move forward, is being like, okay, like what are, like, feel the feelings.
Cause exactly.
It's
like,
always feel them.
Allow yourself to feel.
Allow yourself to feel them.
It's like they're just. It's worse.
It comes back in crazy ways too.
It comes back in weird,
wild, weird. It's like, why are you yelling at the bank?
Yeah, it gets projected onto your loved ones.
Why are you having a meltdown in traffic?
Exactly. It's like, girl, what's going on with you?
Exactly. So it's like when things are hard, it's okay to feel that things are hard. But then it's like, okay, what are we gonna do? And this is where self care comes in. I think that. You know, as people think, like, you know, sometimes people think like self-care is like going to the spa, getting my nails done. That can be self-care for sure. But it's like self-care can be literally getting out of bed and just like
breathing,
taking a shower,
breathing,
just like doing things for yourself that are just that are going to set yourself up to have
for success.
That peace and the success. Exactly. And it's like, it doesn't have to be big things. It can be very, like, very small, very attainable, important things.
Ooh, what are you trying to incorporate self-care-wise right now? Because I feel like we have to level up in our self-care as we level up in life.
Like, stay with the basic things, but also treat yourself. Like, enjoy life.
Enjoy life.
Treat yourself.
Tell us, like, what's a new self-care thing you've incorporated?
Oh, what is a new self-care thing I've incorporated? I've been really trying to take it back to the basics. So for me, I have a survival job that I go to, which is the most sometimes. Like, it's definitely,
we have survival jobs.
It's the hustle to do this. And I just feel like I really struggle to have even like a morning out of things. So I get up, I have to be there at 7. Oh. So I'm literally rolling out of bed at 6:30. We're still rolling out of bed at 6:30, but the thought is there at least. My ideal thing would be to like get up a little bit earlier and just like have a morning, you know what I mean? Just to like
routine,
get myself together and stuff like that. And just like, because I really do feel that the way I want things to shift, I know some of the things I have to do, but they're hard. You know what I mean? It's hard. It's not easy. So
self-care is hard.
It's hard. So that's one thing that I'm just like really trying to like work on and stuff. But I'll say other little things too, just like walking more, like being, you know, even just like taking breaks when I am at my survival job, because I'm very someone who tends to be like, I'm in the work.
Same.
That I'm doing same. This. It's like, get up, walk around, get some water, like do like things like that. So I think that those like little self-care things are something I try to like incorporate more, because they can be lost so easily when you're busy, you know? Yeah. And I feel that the second the self-care goes out the window, it's like everything goes
out the window. It's like there's no point. Yeah. What's your ideal morning? So you wake up.
My ideal morning would be like, wake up, just like have like literally a moment to like pray, meditate. That's still a woo-woo thing. I don't think it's even woo-woo, but meditation is...
Meditation and Judaism, isn't there? I'm speaking for your people, but
your people.
I read that, right?
I actually just watched something on religion, like a documentary on religion, and it was talking about how there's a type of meditation in every single religion.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm it's important. Continue.
No, it's just like to breathe. So exactly, just like having a minute to like actually just like be present and not feeling like you have to rush out the door. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and honestly, then just like drinking some water and like taking the time to do my hair and makeup. Because like this is something that Grace and I were talking about is like beauty standards and, you know, things like that. I mean, for me, I think that, you know, we have so many ideals of what you need to look like. But I also think that, you know, the way we kind of navigate in this society is like, what makes you feel good about yourself?
Yeah.
For me, that is, it's like, I like, you know, doing my hair and like putting like a little makeup on and like putting on a cute outfit that makes me happy. And like, I haven't been doing that as much. So I really want to do that for, like, I'm only doing that to like really go out and stuff. But it's like, I want that to be my like life of like, no, it's true. Put together
I know
way.
What's happening in my life by the status of my nails. If it's if my nails are janky, I'm like, girl.
I'm like, it's bad time.
What's happening to you?
I know,
what
we
happened
love a good
to
manicure
you?
Here.
Love a good manicure moment. Yeah. So I totally understand what that means. It's just it just reminds me that I've taken the time to take care of myself, make sure I'm presentable.
Yeah.
And I use my hands to talk, and it's part of my job. They literally ask you in the room, can you show us your hands? Mm-hmm. So if it looks janky, I'm like,
No, I can't.
Yeah, exactly. So it's an important part of our daily lives, I guess, for me. Yeah. Anyway.
That actually, like, I haven't gotten my nails done in so long. My nails used to be, like, a number one thing. Like, it doesn't even matter, like, how much money is in my bank account. Mm-hmm. I will get my nails done. But recently, I've been, like, in such an in-between with my nails, because I'm like, I really want claws.
Yeah.
I really want black claws, you guys.
I had them for a while.
I love my black claws.
Yeah, why don't you get them for work?
Because hashtag work.
Yeah, and actors, you think we're being funny with nails. I had a situation for a commercial.
No, I had a situation
both had situations. Our nails like became the center focus of this commercial I was shooting. Nails. And you just feel like a piece of shit. Like, I just felt like they were talking about me the whole time. I was like, is that where they cut my scenes? Like, it was just, they didn't like my, it was a whole thing. And I know you went through it and another friend. So it actually is a part of
it. Really,
it's
our
job.
And
it's
that's
a thing.
Hard. Like, that's like, how do you feel? Are there things like that you feel like you have to maintain in a certain way that might not be totally you, that like you feel like you have to do for society or like for your job
or for work? Because we're actors too. Yeah. So there's some things I'm like, I haven't changed my hair in like, I usually change my hair every like 3 months. It's just me. And I've had the same hairstyle forever, but I'm like, I have to because of work. I took my claws off. Well, not for work per se, but still I'm like, I'm keeping it like this for work. So do you ever feel like,
I feel like when I kind of was more in like the modeling and like even acting space, like having to maintain that, like say exactly this like kind of same look also to match your headshots, to do these things, like you're literally showing up as a representation of that, and that's what you're leaving with people to remember you. So that I definitely felt like, oh, I have to be in this like box of like what I want to be. I do feel a little bit more free now. I feel like I have like a little bit more creative like expression and stuff like that. So it's just like, that's like a good thing. And I feel like I've been trying new things. Like I had it was like rose gold hair. We're gonna go back to rose gold this Friday. Shout out to Paula, she's
check
amazing.
Check out her rose gold hair.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. I'm so Jennifer jealous. I can't do anything with my hair.
It's just like, it was just like this like time of like departure. So I feel like really with like kind of beauty standards and stuff for me, like so much of that was like centered around like what my body needed to look like. So I feel just by kind of like embracing myself now, that's even like a way of kind of going against that. It's so much better.
Girl, tell us about that evolution. Like, tell us about the evolution with like self-acceptance and like as your following has grown, like how, I mean, there's like, it doesn't matter how amazing you look, there are always haters.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like the more, like as many fans as you have, there's always the same amount of
haters.
Start popping up. So tell us how you handle that.
So I've been,
as a diva with grace.
As a diva with grace. I have been overwhelmingly grateful that I've had very, very, so much positivity poured into that. But yeah, I've definitely gotten nasty comments, crazy comments. What I always remember about that, I was like, the level of pain you were in to sit down on your keyboard
on
and
it,
like
girl.
Type out nasty things to people on the internet. That I'm like, I am sending
go
you
find
good
something
vibes,
else to do with
praying
your day,
like
honey.
You exactly. I'm like, to be in that level of like pain where you feel like you need to be nasty to someone, a stranger on the internet. I'm like, oh boy.
All it does is just show your pain, like you say. Exactly. I'm like, because when I see that comment, other people comment on the negative person, not on mine, thank God, but on other people's trolling. And they're just like, it's like, who hurt you? We talked about that last week. It's like,
why are you so hurt?
Why are you so hurt? You're just highlighting that.
Oh my God, exactly. You guys, you know, I love to take accountability on this show. So I'm going to talk about a time that you trolled someone.
Oh my God, let's hear the tea.
Oh my God, Diva, I know you are such a big fan of this person. And so you might be mad at me.
What if I'm like, no, I'm not?
No, I remember we talked about this actually because we have a savagely authentic relationship, you guys.
Oh my God.
Meghan Markle.
Really? You took the
touch. There was an outfit that I did not approve of. Who the fuck cares what I think, right? Who cares what I think? But my ego cared what I thought.
Yeah. Is this pre or post Harry? Like, I need to know, what year was this? Was this recently? Like, is she the Duchess yet?
This was post Harry.
Really?
Yeah. Time.
I just was so, you know, we work in style. Mm-hmm. She just did something that I didn't like, and it doesn't matter. Who the fuck cares what I think, right? Except for me. I care what I think.
So did you? Okay.
But I don't need to say anything negative. So right. I did. Listen, I did. I was
What'd you say?
I was insulted by her outfit. That's what I said.
Is that what you said?
I did. I said I'm
insulted. Well, okay, here's the thing. That's not trolling, because it's not like you're like her face, the way you speak. It's like something she can't, like her outfit wasn't cute. It's not cute. You can say that. That's not her fault.
No, I have nothing bad to say about her as a human. Yeah. I don't
exactly.
know her.
It's when people come for you on that level.
If you're going to be the Duchess, like, level up. Find khakis that are comparable. Like, stop. I don't know what to tell you. Like, yeah. Is that enough?
I will say, I'm going to be honest. I enjoy Meghan Markle. I didn't know her. I mean, I knew she was on that network. It's like, let's be honest. We all didn't care until Prince Harry got in the picture. Yeah. She was just some actress, and that's great.
There was definitely a part of me that was jealous. I'm like, listen, I want to be a princess.
She's from Santa Monica. I'm like, she black. I'm like, damn, I could have been me.
Give me a fucking crown, England.
Yeah. No, she's great. I love what
near my palace.
Tell you, Buckingham.
She lives at Jenny's palace.
No, I love her platform, though. Yeah, it's, you're not going to like everyone's looks. That's fine. Yeah, to take the time out, though, to comment on it, I will say.
To take the time out to comment was not a boss babe move.
No.
And listen, somebody called me out on it. A guy called me out on it. And he was like, you better look at your own shit. And I was like, you know what? It's true. Like, it's okay.
Well, I love your accountability.
Sure. I mean, listen, nobody's progress.
I'm sure I've said, you know what? I'm going to, here we go. I made a Beyonce comment once years ago. Yeah, I'm like, the beehive's going to come for my ass. I have to find, I couldn't find it on Twitter. She was on the cover of Vogue. Her first cover, this is years ago, and I was like, well, I guess I'm canceling my Vogue subscription. I'm still looking for the tweet. Please don't come for me, Beehive. I didn't know. Leave your girl alone. I've grown since then.
But see, like, this is like, you all are like, that's like,
I know. That's like the meanest we've been.
Do you ever, Jenny is like borderline so sweet. Perfect. So yeah, I don't
come on,
know,
give us one. Don't leave us out like this.
Do you have anything you regret? Come on, girl. We're having,
while you're thinking, again, Beehive, do not come for me.
So not like publicly. Do I have things on my personal Facebook that I regret? Yes.
Okay.
I have.
Okay, tell us.
I have. There's like this series. I'm so drunk in these photos, guys. Like, it is so embarrassing. And I really need to get my friend and be like, you need to remove these.
Oh, yeah.
There's like, I'm sitting in like, I'm just so drunk. And I am on the ground. And I'm just like, wah. I'm like also holding like Ben and Jerry's in one hand and the other. And then another, I'm like sitting
in
this really.
And a packet of ketchup in the other.
Yeah. Just really crazy. Just really crazy. And no, then, like, guys, I'm also sitting in, like, this really high stool. Like, I have my legs, like, up in the air. And I'm, like, holding them like this. And I'm just like, how was this even possible that I didn't literally fall over? So it's like, we have some questionable things like that where I'm like, she's doing done something. That. She's not cute there.
Yeah. Like, do better. I had a friend untag me. She was like, are you being serious? I'm like, I'm dead serious. How dare you tag me in this photo? This is disgusting.
Why is that on the internet?
I was like, well, you
always
this
know
my
who
friend.
Your true friends are.
Exactly. By the tags. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see you.
But I feel like I've also definitely had like the, you know what? I don't regret this, but like something. So I used to post like a lot more, and there's literally nothing wrong with this, but a lot more like bra stuff. And I feel like when I was like, I just used to like kind of have more of that in my content. I still do stuff like that, but I just
like implied nudity and like scandalous.
Yeah, like in like scandalous things. Like I'm still down. Like have your sexy moment. Yeah. But like
I need to do more.
If you Google my name, it's like the majority of what comes up, and I'm like,
no, that's what happens.
I was like,
yeah, you Google my name, and the first picture that comes up is like an implied nude shot.
Oh my God, what's the first thing that comes to Google? I've been Googling myself in like a long time.
Enjoy.
I wish, I'm like, have I been naked enough in my life?
Those are the pictures that get the most attention.
Oh yeah, my bikini ones, of course. But I don't know if that's like the first thing. I'm actually going to look this up.
Yeah,
like,
please,
I'm like so scared.
Let's find out.
What's on the internet?
But like, and I'm all about that moment. Like,
usually it's like my volleyball stats from back in the day, but let's go to images.
I love that you play volleyball. That's everything.
Oh, it's just my headshot. I'm so like, this is headshots.
Oh my God, I love that headshot. You guys, we're gonna.
You guys, you could just Google Diva Kakande. Yeah, it's just headshots. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, and then what is that? Something weird on Facebook. And then my sister, and like one of my friends on Facebook. This is, and then Britney Spears. Yep, this is about accurate.
I have too many daddy issues to not post implied nude photos on the internet. Listen,
you guys, I want to do more implied nude photos.
Yes. Oh yes, no, all about that life, like all about like embracing that like part of you. I just think it's like so funny. It's like it's not something even like I'm regretful about. It's just like I just find it like, well, there I am, like hey guys.
Oh my God, how did you feel about that? Like, how did you feel about doing those shoots? Were you scared? Were you like? Was it like exhilarating?
Like, yeah, it's like liberating. It's fun to like take photo. Like I think that I felt really like empowered because I got such like a response, especially kind of like earlier when I was like kind of first starting out and just like posting this stuff. It was like so exhilarating because it was just like these things that I thought I wasn't allowed to do, you know, as a fat woman. Like by the way, like the word fat. That's also another thing.
How do we feel about the word fat?
It's a descriptor.
See, can I just say something? Yeah. This is why I love you. You're my favorite person. We're just really meeting today. I don't like to say certain things. I'm like, I'm thin. I'm like, no one wants to hear my, you know, POV on weight stuff. Fat is not a bad word to me.
Exactly.
I'm like, it is a descriptive word. I'm like, tall, short, fat. That's how I grew up thinking. Like, I've had. So I'm glad that you said that. Not that I go 100%. Around calling people fat or want to necessarily, but I'm like, it just sucks that words, but I love that you embrace it. Like my aunt, she's plus size. She calls herself fat all the time.
Yeah.
She's like, what do I care? I'm fat.
It
who cares?
It took me such a journey because that word is like the thing you don't want to be. And like, and like all these terrible things with it. But it's like, I feel one thing when you take the power away, it's like, it's just a descriptor. Like, it's like, it's okay
it's
to be
just a word. Like, it's just a word. Feminism. Just a word.
Another F for fat and feminism.
Fat feminist.
Feminist. Hey, new blog. Hashtag fat feminist.
I'm sure it's out there.
I know. Whoever that person is, we'll get them on here. We're going to get the fat feminist on here.
But yeah, so it's just like, I use like the term plus size, like fat. Like, it's just like, it doesn't. I know those, like, I feel like when you really take back power, you know, that has been like used to put you down, it's like, if that's the worst you can call me, bring it.
Yeah,
like,
thank you.
I was like, and what?
See, my mom's a Taurus too. My mom has the same mentality of just, we talked about that. She's like, who cares? Someone calls you this, who cares? So what?
Yeah.
Like, it says more about them than you anyway. So that's amazing.
So regal.
And so we're going to wrap up in a little bit, but I wanted to know, what would you like your impact to be? It could be in the fashion world, just in life. Like, what do you want to leave the world knowing you did what?
Yeah, I just want to help people. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really what it is. Like, I want to use my journey and my story to help other people feel empowered and inspired to love themselves, to take action in their life, to go after what they want to, and not letting. I feel like I spent so much of my life holding myself back from like what I looked like and just not feeling like I was good enough and just striving after these things. Like, I'll be happy then, or like, I'll do this then, or like, I'll be successful then. And it's like, that isn't like, I just want to change that conversation. It's like, you have everything you need to do those things already inside of you, and it's just about opening that door and like letting you be you, because like, that's where the magic happens. It's messy, it's crazy, it's not perfect, but it's like
magic.
But that's what people
messy.
Yes, and that's where people like connect with the most. So it's like, I really want to be a voice that empowers, especially other like women, obviously. I'm like really here like trying to do you know, like the work to like connect with that, you know, and just like empower people to really like love themselves, value themselves, and and like do what they want to do. And just
you're inspiring me. I love your feed. I'm like, just I'm like, just enjoy life, be joyful, and like for the moments. But that is like about manifesting too. It's like you're already in the feeling of having those things, not like when this happened, when that happens, and then you'll see things. Because I didn't know 2019, like, this was just a turn for you, for your blog, like, just really stepping into it. From the outsider, I was like, oh, she's been, like, this level of success successful for years. Like, no, I decided this year to do something. I'm like, but you've done a lot in a year. That's amazing.
Thank you.
That's why you need people in your life who are on the same creative path and journey. Mm-hmm. Because you need somebody to talk to on those days when you aren't feeling as good as you look in your Instagram photo. You know what I mean? Like, that's really important. So
it is.
Jenny, I'm so grateful that you are one of those people in my life. And Jenny, you are one of those people in my life. And I am so hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed, grateful. No, this is so amazing. Thank you so much, Jenny, for coming. Where can everyone follow you? We've mentioned
you
on Instagram.
At Jennifer Buckingham.
Yeah, so it's exactly at Jennifer and then dot Buckingham. There's another Jennifer Buckingham out there, but I like the dot.
But
it
she's
separates.
The original.
Yeah,
I was like, she's the Jennifer Buckingham. I'm sorry.
It's a good little separation and stuff. But yeah, you can find me there on my website, jennifer.buckingham.com.
Yes.
We love that.
Yeah, and also if you can follow us at Diva with Grace Podcast, and make sure that you guys are also liking, sharing, and rating and subscribing. Five stars.
We love a good subscription.
And if you don't like what you're hearing, don't listen. But if you do, five stars, please.
Yay. 10 out of 10.
Classic.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jenny.
You
were amazing.
Thank you, ladies.
So
you're so wonderful. I'm so happy to be here.
So happy.
I love what you guys are doing. Thank you so much.
Yay. Girl power over here. Thank you guys. Until next time. Always supporting women. Till next time, guys. Bye.